A recent case in West Seattle highlights something that has been going on all over the region for decades. Homeowners accused of cutting down trees to get them out of the way of their gorgeous views. You notice it's always the gardener who didn't quite understand the instructions. Chi Radio's Sarah Lerner spoke with a Seattle attorney who's worked on many similar cases.
A tree cutter took down 150 trees in West Seattle. That action opened up the view for a group of homeowners. It's not clear yet who did it, but the city attorney says he wants to find out and hold them responsible. Mike Spence is a real estate attorney who also has an urban planning degree. Just in the last few years, he's worked on several cases where homeowners were accused of chopping down trees in order to gain a view. Just like this case, homeowners usually say the incident was a mistake. But the one Spence has seen involved a tree, or maybe five or six trees. But this one...
150 trees is a mistake? I would say if you cut 150 trees, you're definitely not making a mistake.
I heard about this case and I thought, hey, you bought the house, you knew what you were getting into. But Spence says sometimes homeowners lose their view over time and it drives them crazy.
I mean, a lot of times the trees grow up. You know, they grow so fast around here that, you know, you buy the house and, you know, you have a view and then 10 years later you don't.
As we all know, the Seattle market is hot right now. It's exploding. And Spence says that is very relevant here.
Have you ever thought that maybe people are doing it intentionally, knowing that they'll just pay the fine because that's smaller than the amount that they would earn on the house?
Absolutely. I'm sure that's what people are thinking. I mean, you know, look, it's springtime. Real estate's hot right now. You know, there are multiple buyers. You can, you know, advertise your property as having a view, get a bidding war going, get a whole bunch of extra money, and yeah, you know, you'll have to pay something, but I'm guessing these people think it'll be, you know, they have to pay the city less than they made by, you know, adding value.
City Attorney Pete Holmes has said that the perpetrators in the recent case could end up with felony charges, especially considering the land in question is considered environmentally critical and is in a landslide zone.
Chi Radio's Sarah Lerner. Last time this happened with the federal judge, remember that years back, he ended up being fined $500,000 and ended up paying with interest over $600,000. But people do it because it's so crucial to land value. As they say, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Except when you're dealing with the local government, right? You can do that with your neighbors, but probably not the government.